Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
One of the biggest errors that has choked and hindered churches everywhere in the world is that people have relegated all the work of the ministry to the fivefold ministry gifts. They have thought, well, it's the preacher's job to do the work of the ministry. Wrong. What's the preacher's job? Go back to the scripture. What's the preacher's job? Why were we given? So the saints could be perfected, so they could do the work of the ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The work of the ministry is far too big, far too expensive for the fivefold ministry gifts to get it all done.
That's right.
The work of the ministry is much, much, much bigger and broader than preaching and praying and prophesying. Man, the work of the ministry is huge. It involves visiting people and feeding people and clothing people and praying with people individually and believing in people and loving them and pulling money out of your pocket and, right, taking your time. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's going to require all of us to get it done. Well, how is the person sitting on the pew going to have the strength and the know-how and the knowledge and the faith and the resources to get it done? Well, that comes back to the fivefold. And God, through them, helping. And as we do, what's going to happen with all of us? Keep reading. What's going to happen? He said, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, building up of the body of Christ, till or until... It's supposed to continue until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, a what? What does that mean? Brought to its end, brought to its completion, man. Physically, we know that when the baby is born, we know that baby is not done growing. And at 2 years old and at 3 years old, that baby's not done. That child's not done. And at 12 years old, that child's not done. That person is supposed to develop until they are of full height and full build. Is that right? It's supposed to be that way. Spiritually, it's supposed to be that way with each one of us individually. And the whole body of Christ, this is happening. The whole body of Christ is growing and developing. It's exciting. He said, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Are we all supposed to grow up? Can we all grow up? Yeah, till we all come unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature. Stature means height. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. What does a full grown spirit Christian look like?
Jesus.
We should be like little kids that back up against the wall and say, measure me. Measure me. I think I've grown. And so they mark us and we look. And what are we comparing it to though? How would we know if we've grown or not? Because Jesus, Mark, is over here. That's his stature. That's his place. And so we look at ours and we go, I'm closer. I'm closer. How will we know when we're grown up? Like him. You'll be like him. Don't think it's unattainable. It's a command. Well, Brother Keith, we can't be like Jesus. Go tell him that. He commanded you to walk and act like him. I can't do that. He's perfect. I can't do that. He's God. He did not operate in the earth as God. He emptied himself. The Bible said he laid aside his mighty weight and power and became like other men. What he did in the earth, he did with no unfair advantage. As being God, he did it as a man. Proven it could be done. Now he's called us to do it. He said, I did it as a man. You can do it as a man and a woman. Come on, do it. He that says he abides himself ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. 1 John 2:6. We're commanded. Forgetting though, that was 2 weeks, guys. Come on, come on. It's exciting. It's exciting to believe that you can. It's exciting to believe I don't have to be a little dumb, incomplete, infant, confused in the dark all my existence. I can grow up. I can grow up in this life and think like my master and talk like him and pray like him and have a relationship with the Father God like him and have a ministry like him. It's not just possible. It's commanded. We're called to do it. Yeah, we've come short. Yeah, we've fallen short and failed. But he said, forgetting those things that are behind. Forget about them. Just forget about them and reach toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. What is that? In Christ Jesus. Coming up to the full measure, the full stature of who? Him. Him. Say it out loud, I'm growing up. I'm becoming more like him every day. And I will, by the grace of God, grow up to the full measure of the stature of Christ. I will. I will by the grace of God. Boy, that ought to keep us excited all day long. He said in verse 15, but speaking the truth in love. I want you to say that phrase out loud 3 times. Speaking the truth in love. Say it again. Speaking the truth in love. One more time. Speaking the truth in love may grow up. May grow up unto him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Is this a big key to growing up? The Bible gives us the principle, the way it operates. How are we going to grow up? Speaking the truth in love. Man, there's all kind of revelation to get right here. How are we going to grow up? That's not my words. That's not yours. Did he say, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in him? Is this how you grow up? No question about it. This is how you grow up. Now, we talked about there's an inner man and there's an outer man. And just like the outer man is to be fed and nourished and exercised and developed and grow up, the inner man is supposed to. And it's sad that there have been untold billions spent and books and regimens and schools and universities to develop the mind, the intellect. There have been untold billions and trillions spent on developing the body so that the body develops. But by and large, the world has just ignored the spirit of man. And that's the primary part of you. That's who you are. You'll be that if your body is laying in the ground. You're a spirit. You can exist without your body. Your body can't exist without the spirit. Amen. Remember James, the body without the spirit's dead. So you're sitting there right now looking at me through those two windows we call eyes. You're not just a body and a mind. You're a spirit. You have a mind. You live in a body. And your spirit is supposed to develop and grow up. Well, we know that naturally you're born. You're a baby, you're a toddler, you're a child, you're a teenager, you're a young adult, you're a middle-aged adult, you're an older adult, you're mature. Exactly the same thing is true spiritually. Exactly the same thing is true. When you're born again, You're not born again a fully developed spirit man. You're born a baby, an infant. And what should happen? You should grow up. But this is what can be confusing to people. Because if you'll get some food naturally and a little exercise, you will grow up and develop. But spiritually, so many times, people have not fed their spirit. Their spirit has not been fed, and they have not exercised their spirit. So here they've been born again 20 years, but they're still an infant. Spiritually, they have not developed. And that can be confusing to people because they're looking at somebody that's in a 50-year-old body, not realizing that inside they're like a 2-year-old. I'm not talking about mentally. I'm talking about spiritually. There's an inner man. There's an outer man. If you're fed and you exercise, you'll grow up spiritually just like when you grow up naturally. Now, there's more than one word that's translated child in the Bible, and it can be a little challenging because it's used numerous different ways. And I won't try to get into all of them. I don't believe that's our purpose. But we already know that you're born a baby and a toddler and you're a child and a teenager and a young adult. One of the words for child, though, is the word brephos. And it literally means unborn. Everybody say unborn.
Unborn.
It also, though, if you look at the whole scope of it, it includes newborn. That's why I said it's a little bit challenging. You can't just lock it to one because it's used in more than one application. Is a child when they are as yet unborn? Yes, the answer is yes. Listen to this. In Luke 1:41, you'd have to turn there, but Luke 1:41, Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, and the baby leaped in her womb.
Yes.
This baby is not yet born and is leaping. Why? Why? Because of the Spirit of the Lord. Is this baby alive unto God?
Yes.
Responding to external stimuli.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Spirit Food, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603C. That's R1603C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.